From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO members to spend more on defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are meeting Tuesday about key appointments in their new administration. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani will be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions could be named Secretary of Defense or Attorney General. Trump has more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as they prepare to take office January 20th. Members of the U.S. House Republican Conference convened for leadership elections Tuesday. On each of their seats, a red and white Make America Great Again hat. That's a Trump campaign signature symbol. House Speaker Paul Ryan was put back in his position. As Republicans presented a united front, though, House Democrats met just down the hall. A leadership election was delayed until Thursday. The election of Donald Trump is casting a cloud over the conference of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is to deliver a speech at the convention in Morocco. Trump, during the recent campaign, vowed to rip up the Paris Agreement on climate change. This is VOA News.